Woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call. The WGN hotline. I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now. I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now. He's from Central DuPage Hospital. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Never gets old, does it?
It doesn't.
Edema on my eye. Our producer, Michael, who's filling in for Kevin, because Kevin's filling in for you, and you're filling in for me, and I'm filling in for Steve. Sorry, it got convoluted, didn't it? Michael just said, that's the craziest song I've ever heard.
Well, you just had it wrong. It's edema on my thigh and pink stuff in my eye.
Oh, what did I say? Edema on my thigh. Doc, help.
Glad you guys take your job so seriously.
We do. We're very serious. Happy holidays.
Same to you guys. How are you?
We are good. We are good. And we know you're a man who's on top of things, so you're all done with your shopping, I'm sure.
No. It's not the 24th yet.
Right. What is that? You know, I hate to be, you know, this is very stereotypical. Is that a guy thing? You guys wait till what, two days before?
We're both guys, and I'm right there with you, Doc.
Thanks, Dave. That's being supportive of us. We'll do okay.
You guys will do just fine. 4 days until Christmas. You know, the season, it's obviously a great time to buy presents, but it's a great time to promote your health as well as giving a great gift. And there's a lot of great gifts that will improve your health or make you safer when exercising. How about it, Doc?
It's so true, Andre. You know, right now, if you think about it, do you need another sweater? Do you need another whatever you're thinking about getting for somebody? But if you really just kind of take a step back and think about their health as well, you can give some great gifts that actually really do promote health or promote safety in the workplace or promote safety at home. So I think it's a great idea, especially at this last-minute shopper kind of time.
Yeah, and I guess the biggest gifts that I've seen, Fitbits, you know, any of these sort of activity trackers.
Yeah, that's probably is one of the more popular ones right now is all these activity trackers made by Nike puts one out, Garmin puts one out. The one you mentioned, Fitbit, is a great one as well. And those are wonderful because, to be honest with you, it's kind of funny. People really look into those and you really use them. You know, they set that goal for 10,000 steps, and at the end of the day, they're angry if they didn't get it, and they go out and exercise more. And they do more than just, you know, count your steps. So it's a great gift.
You know, I had one of those, and I wore it, and I liked it. It was, I think it was the Fuel, and I wore it for a long time. But then I got an Apple Watch, and that's got kind of every sort of fitness tracker and gizmo in there and a pedometer, and I mean, it's great. But I probably need to look at it more, but if you have that, I'm not sure you necessarily need the other ones, right?
You're absolutely right, Dave. You hit it right on the head there. A lot of people are looking at it going, wait, if I have the Apple Watch, do I really need the Fitbit? And the one that you had, the Nike Fuel, and nothing against Nike, they're a phenomenal company, but I think that they've slipped back a little bit in this. If you take the Fitbit and take the upper range, you know, take the $250 one, you know, it counts your steps, it does your calorie, it tells you how far you've gone, it does your caller ID, it tells you how well you slept, it does your heart rate monitor, all of those things for the Fitbit search. Well, the Apple phone does the exact same thing, or the Apple Watch, excuse me, does the exact same thing and many more. And to be honest with you, the price point's not that different, Dave. I don't know what you paid for your watch, but, you know, these are somewhat reasonably priced.
Oh, yeah, please. Think, he got it so. Free. Please.
It was a gift from my wife for my birthday. But it does tell me at 10 minutes to the hour, I get a little buzz on my wrist, and I get a notification, time to stand up. So if I
does it really say time to stand up?
It says time to stand. Absolutely. Yep. And then if you stand X number of hours, it says, okay, you've met your goal.
Well, yeah. Well, sitting is the new smoking. Isn't that right, Doc? Sitting
true.
Is the worst thing for you.
That is so true for your back as well as chance of blood clots, just a lot of things bad about sitting. So, you know, a lot of people have standing work sites now. But it's great that you do that, Dave, because, you know, time flies by pretty quickly. And, you know, some of these activity monitors, they will, you know, they'll do exactly what your phone did there, your watch did, excuse me, and it'll buzz and say, hey, you haven't moved around enough lately, so get up and move.
See, yeah. That's a good buzz. That's a buzz you're allowed to have in the morning.
Yes, but on the other hand, do these things kind of stress you out a little bit, Doc? I mean, because if it's constantly telling you what to do and, oh, my gosh, I got to move, do you get more stressed about it?
I think that some people might get, you know, if they go to the psycho end of it, where they will get a little bit stressed about it. But I think a lot of people, when it happens, you know, when they hit that 10,000 step mark, they get a good feeling. They get this feeling of relaxation, like, okay, I did what I needed to do today. So I think there's the pluses and minuses, and it really goes along more with the personality of the individual.
And then when you get 2,000, like I do, I just feel like a big loser.
It does, you know, and sometimes you go to, you know, you had a bad day and you go, oh my gosh, I only got in 2,000 steps. You know, tomorrow I'm going to do this. And any of that movement really does help your health.
That's what I say, Doc.
As long as depression doesn't set.
That's what I say. Tomorrow, I'll get him tomorrow. Doc, hold on. We want to talk about more health-related gifts. (laughs) 6:52 in the morning, 720 WGN, Dr. Most on the Steve Cochran Show. Steve taking the day off to do a little holiday shopping. We're holding the fort down for him. Doc, you are sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Impact Every Day, and we're talking about some holiday healthy gifts, fitness gifts or health gifts, the health-related gifts that you can give.
You have to be careful, though, don't
I know.
You? Because when you give something, you don't want to suggest to that person, you don't want to send it with a message.
Right. Like you give your girlfriend a gym membership.
Right. Not.
You think I need this? Oh, no. It's so we both can get healthy together. But there's a lot of great gifts out there. Doc, are the juicers still a fad or are those still going strong?
Oh, no, juicers are going strong, and it's kind of interesting with juicers. Again, just like with the activity monitors, you have this huge range of juicers. You know, you can buy a juicer for a couple hundred dollars, but there's a great one out called from the Oster Company that actually makes the juicer, the juicer goes into a stand, so it's right into your activity tumbler already. So it's something, if you're thinking about getting someone a juicer, don't go spend the $300 because that might sit on a shelf. You know, get this one where it's a very low price point, $30. It's made into a stand that goes right into your tumbler cup. You take the tumbler cup out and your juicer's right there. You can bring it to work with you. You can do it at home easily. And it allows someone to get used to either making a protein shake or making a juicer and not have this $300 white elephant sitting in your house.
Yeah, I have one that's very similar. It's called the My Juicer. It's made by, it's Ergo Chef, I think, is the company that made it.
Yep.
And my wife found it on Amazon for like $50. And every night before we go to bed, she makes mixes a smoothie for me, puts it in the fridge. And then I just add, in the morning when I get up, I just add a little bit of whey protein powder.
Mm.
And, yeah.
No, you come
you've
in.
Had this.
He comes in our meeting, Doc, and he says, smoothie? Smoothie?
I get a couple styrofoam cups, and anyone who wants some, you've tasted it.
It's very good. You're very generous with your smoothies.
Yeah, but they're good.
Oh, and that's a great thing is you choose what goes into these. You know, if you want bananas and blueberries, put it in. You know, you're not buying something at a grocery store or at a convenience mart. You've made something, and they're very healthy. And you can buy the frozen fruit from Costco or for any other, you know, store to make a really good smoothie that is tailored to what you want.
I'm going to become healthy in the new year. I'm going to start juicing.
No, that's what I do. We put it's frozen strawberries, bananas, some other fruit, a little plain fat-free yogurt, a little bit of almond milk, a little bit of flaxseed oil. You'd love the flaxseed oil.
I do like that.
Almond beverage, sir. I've never milked an almond tree.
I actually bought hair gel with flaxseed in it the other day, too, because it's supposed to make healthy hair, too. Can you put bacon in a smoothie? I'm just curious.
Absolutely.
See?
Yep.
It's not advised, though, right?
No.
Okay. Turkey bacon?
Turkey bacon's a little bit better, but still, it's not.
Stay away.
Know, but the nice thing is, if you use this and make a smoothie, you're staying away from those donuts and the bacon and those other things. So it's a great healthy thing that also can help you lose some weight.
It is a good thing. What are some of these other gifts? This is, you know, I like the headphone gift as well, because that's probably atop a lot of people's Christmas list, Beats or headphones for walking. But it's a great way to get outside and exercise.
Well, it is. And, you know, the nice thing about this is, you know, you talk about the Beats and all those. The ones that I would talk about, especially at this time of the year, is look at that person who either has a long walk from the train or is going to be outside. We're very fortunate to have temperatures in the 50, but I assure you in a couple of weeks, we're going to be down into single digits. So that person that's walking from the train or is going to be outside quite a bit, we want to protect them from getting frostbite, but then we also want to allow them to listen to their music at the same time. So they now have wireless headphones, which are great, that are built into earmuffs. So you're still able to listen to your music, but it's also going to keep your ears warm and prevent you from getting frostbite in the ears.
Doc, Merry Christmas. Thank you. We love you, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
You got it. You guys have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, Doc. Thanks.
It's Dr. Kevin Moe, Central DuPage Hospital. More hijinks and merriment next on Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.